Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we tell about the growing importance of young voters in the presidential election next month. Listen to new music from Connor Oberst and answer a question about the actor, race car driver, and humanitarian Paul Newman, who died 2 weeks ago. Political experts are predicting a record number of voters in the American presidential election next month between Senators Barack Obama and John McCain. Many believe this increase is partly because of the number of young people who will be voting. Both candidates have made big efforts to reach out to the more than 40 million Americans between the ages of 18 and 30. Barbara Klein has more.
In the past, many young Americans did not think it was important to vote in elections. Experts say candidates and their political parties ignored young voters. But young people are becoming more politically active. For example, in the election of 2004, 20 million young people voted. This was an increase of 2 million voters from the election of 2000. Political expert Larry Sabato predicts high numbers of young voters next month.
They're going to equal their percentage of the population, and I think that is remarkable. They have been well below their percentage of the population, at least since that early period when young people got the vote in the early 1970s.
Across the United States, students at colleges and universities are helping their classmates complete the documents necessary to vote. Jessica White is a 21-year-old student at the University of Virginia who is helping students register to vote.
I've seen a lot of enthusiasm in a lot of the first years coming in for orientation sessions here at school, and they seem really excited.
Stephanie Young works for the organization Rock the Vote. She says this year's election is based on issues that are very important to young people. Ms. Young says these include the economy, the war in Iraq, and health care. She says young people are unhappy with the direction the country has been going. And she says many young people agree with Senator Barack Obama's call for change on these issues. A recent study by the Harvard University Institute of Politics shows that 55% of young voters support Senator Obama. 32% support Senator McCain. Mr. Obama's campaign has been built around paying attention to these young voters. Organizations like Rock the Vote and Declare Yourself are using technology to get young people interested in the political process and to help them register to vote. They use websites like Facebook and MySpace to connect with large numbers of young people. People from these organizations also travel to schools and colleges to meet with young people. The candidates also are using these websites to stay connected to the young voters who may decide the election on November 4th.
This week's listener question comes from Iran. Mohammad Firouzi wants to know about the actor Paul Newman, who died last month. Paul Newman was one of the most famous, well-respected, and good-looking actors in American movies. he often played rebellious characters who were very likable and real. During his more than 50-year career, he made over 65 movies. Some of his most famous roles were in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Cool Hand Luke, and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The Hustler came out in 1961. Paul Newman plays the role of Fast Eddie Felsen, who plays the game of pool against other players to gain money.
How should I play that one, Bert? Play it safe? That's the way you always told me to play it, safe. Play the percentage. Well, here we go, fast and loose. One ball, corner pocket. Yeah, percentage players die broke too, don't they, Bert?
Paul Leonard Newman was born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1925. During high school and college, he enjoyed acting in plays. After serving in World War II, Newman continued acting in small professional theater companies. He also studied theater at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. Paul Newman acted in television plays and on Broadway in New York City before finding work in the movies. His first movie, The Silver Chalice, was not successful. But Paul Newman made up for a bad start with a series of great movies that have become favorites around the world. Paul Newman met his second wife, Joanne Woodward, while he was acting in New York City. They married in 1958 and appeared in several movies together. Newman also directed several movies starring his wife, including Rachel, Rachel and The Glass Menagerie. During his career, he received 10 Academy Award nominations. He won for his performance in the 1986 movie The Color of Money. This movie continues the story of Fast Eddie Felsen from The Hustler. Paul Newman was not only a great actor, he was also a skilled race car driver, and he was a political activist who fought for liberal causes. But what Paul Newman would probably most like to be remembered for was his social activism. The Newman's Own Food Company has donated more than $250,000 in profits to humanitarian causes. He helped create the hole-in-the-wall gang camps in the United States and several other countries. This organization provides free summer camp experiences for children with serious sicknesses like cancer. Paul Newman died on September 26th of cancer. He was 83. He was a star both in the movies and in real life. You can learn more about Paul Newman on the special English program, People in America, on Sunday. Connor Oberst has been making music since he was 13 years old. The 28-year-old musician from Omaha, Nebraska, is best known for his band, Bright Eyes. Connor Oberst released his latest album under his own name. His aim was to create simplified songs with only a few musicians. These songs tell about love, death, and traveling. Bob Doty has more.
I used up your compassion, so I come to make a trade. You can hate me, but just love me in return. And if I know where to find you, I stay out of your way. I won't come back to borrow all the happiness you earned. I'll just slide back down to the bottom while you make your place in the hills. There's nothing that the road cannot heal. There's nothing that the road cannot heal. Washed under the blacktop, gone beneath my wheels. There's nothing that the road.
That was the song Moab from the album Connor Oberst. It expresses the ways in which travel can be healing. Oberst and his Mystic Valley Band would know. They recorded this album in Mexico. Oberst said he did not feel like being in a studio while making this new album. He wanted to be somewhere warm, beautiful, and far away. Here is the song, I Don't Want to Die in the Hospital. It may sound like a sad song, but Oberst says it is a jailbreak song. Oberst's 75-year-old friend told him that he was not afraid of dying, but did not want to die in the restricted space of a hospital. The friend wanted to be outside, under the stars instead. He told Oberst to help him escape if he ever became stuck in a hospital.
I don't want to die in the hospital. I don't want to die in the hospital. I don't want to die in the hospital. You gotta take me back outside. I don't want to hear all these factory sounds, looking like a girl in a sleeping gown. I don't want to die in the hospital. You gotta take me back outside. Can you make a sound to distract the nurse before I take a ride in that long black hearse? I don't want to die in the hospital. You gotta take me back outside. Ah, help me get my boots on. Help me get my boots on. Help me get my boots back on. Help me get my boots on. Help me get my boots on. Help me get my boots back on. I gotta go, go, go.
Critics have praised Connor Oberst as a musician and songwriter. He is often compared to the great musician Bob Dylan. And Rolling Stone magazine named Oberst one of the best songwriters of this year. This fall, Oberst and his band will travel in Australia and the United States, performing their music. We leave you with the poetic song, Cape Canaveral.
Oh, 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 brother totem pole, I saw your legends lined up, and I never felt more natural. Apart, I just came apart. Please, 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 Sister Socrates, you always answer with a question, show some kindness to a petty thief. Forgive, you did, forgive. Watch the migrant smoke in the old orange grove and the red rocket blaze over Cape Canaveral. You've been a father to me, your 1960s speak. Give me comatose joy like we run TV while the mountains are
shining. I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written and produced by Dana DeMange. To read and listen to our programs online, go to voaspecialenglish.com. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Stay, can you deliver me from evil? Make me honest, make me wedding cake. Atone, I will atone. Wait, 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 mighty outer space. All that flying saucer terror made me lazy drinking lemonade. A waste, it just went to waste. like the free on the cold out the hotel door, or the white rock of fate over Kid Canaveral. You've been a daughter to me, your very shoebox grief. I felt your poltergeist love like Savannah heat, while the waterfall was pouring crazy symbols of my destiny. I watched your face die backwards, little baby, in my memory. You told me victory's sweet,